This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Rope. Russians cast ballots on day two of an election preordained to extend Putin's rule. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
A Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Odessa's regional governor said two missiles were fired from Russian-occupied Crimea into a residential area, and that a medic and rescuer were killed by the second one after rushing to the scene to help. Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino, this is VOA News. Judicial documents show that top Brazilian military leaders declared to police that former President Bolsonaro presented to them a plan to reverse the results of the 2022 election he lost, but they refused and warned him that they would arrest him if he tried it. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The testimonies are of Bolsonaro's former Army and Air Force commanders before the police. It was released by the Supreme Court, and it is the first direct mention to the right-wing leader as a person planning a move to change the results of the 2022 election. That election was won by his rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The statement by Bolsonaro's commanders add to his legal woes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Indian Navy says it has intercepted a bulk carrier that was hijacked by Somali pirates and demanded they surrender. The Navy said it intercepted the Maltese-flagged MV Ruin on Friday after it opened fire on an Indian warship in international waters. The vessel was boarded by pirates on December 14th and had 18 crew on board when it was hijacked near the Yemeni island of Socotra. Activity from Somali pirates has dropped in recent years, but there has been growing concern it could resume amid the political uncertainty and wider chaos in the region that has included attacks on global shipping by Yemeni Houthi rebels. India recently began flexing its naval power in its international waters. U.S. President Joe Biden says he opposes the proposed merger between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
The firm has agreed to be taken over by Japan's Nippon Steel in a $14.9 billion deal. But the U.S. president now says that's not a move he supports. On Thursday, Biden says the country needed to maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steelworkers. He called the firm iconic and said it should always be domestically owned and operated. The White House says Biden spoke to the boss of the United Steelworkers Union to say he had their back. It all comes after some U.S. lawmakers said the deal deserved serious scrutiny. Some have said it threatens jobs and the supply of steel in the country.
Brian Brooks from Reuters. A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called drivers for Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged on for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point in the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a pay cut. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.